for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have, like, a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. She's very good.
And friendship. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
I have been hunting for a way to confront Orcus and undo this. A direct path seems to have been opened. I cannot turn away from that opportunity.
And there's this echoing crack that you hear from multiple locations.
That does not sound good.
No, it's... We need to be ready.
Voronox. You heard that, Lipsinky?
Yeah, it sounds like Daddy's home and we better get out of here.
I think it's time you make your move.
I already failed once here. It's not going to happen again. And just slowly advance on him. Axe drawn.
The two of you charge towards each other, and with a flash of light coming up between you, you raise your weapons to strike down at each other. And this huge crack rings out back in the med tent. Flint's body's eyes open. With a huge gasp of air, sits straight up. With Thea and Leosin and Glim and Bahamut all standing around him. Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him. Also with me today is Carla Maxted.
She, her. Tonight I will be Glim, Ilya, Lipsinky, maybe Yenwol. All she, her.
And Tom Laird.
He, him. And I am playing Flint, Moot, and Telgear.
And Amy Moore.
Yeah, hi. I will be playing Thea and Night Hunter, she, her, as well as Sullivan Slight, he, him.
And joining us again today, Kristen Flemons.
Again and always, she, her, playing Agath Godlost Catho Olavi, also she, her.
And Kyle Classett.
Yeehaw, everyone, it's me, Kyle, from the Texas place, and I'm so glad to be back playing Voronox, he, him, and I am he, him, as well.
From the Texas place.
Yes.
Yes, this is your escape to the fantasy world now.
I need it, and thank you.
Yeah, fair enough.
Everyone needs it.
Glad to have everybody here. Yes, very excited about what's to come.
The stuff?
Yeah. All this timey-wimey nonsense is coming to a head,
Doctor
my friend.
Doctor Who would be proud. Or real disappointed.
Yeah.
It's like we're...
Either or. It's tough to say which way it would go.
You're not fucking it up right.
That's you right. Know, we get a slap on the wrist for this.
The fact that Doctor Who hasn't shown up is you know, just the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a real show of restraint on our part.
Yeah.
You said we could introduce NPCs, yes.
Also have the, I also hold the right to have orcas just eat them, nom nom, as soon as they arrive.
Jeez.
That's actually good to know too.
Short and sweet.
I mean, he will play with them in his molars there for a little while before.
Yeah.
Where you have
play with you in our molars.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
I wasn't gonna say it,
but they beat me to it. So where that happens is over on patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where we have to change our rating, I think, to make it that. But also you get an episode dedicated to you when you're a patron, like today's patron, Nick Jones.
Thanks, Nick.
Way to go, Nick.
Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
Oh, boy. What time stream is Nick in?
Yeah.
Who knows? There's so many.
Molar time.
Well, yeah. Oh, okay. Let's dive in. Fuck it. Let's play.
Yes.
Amy thought we were going for like a new catchphrase.
I know. I was like, you know, you can't change it, Russ. You're changing everything.
You see the look of panic. Like, I bring orcas in. I jump people ahead 10 Fine. Years in time, back 10 years in time. Nothing. Change the intro.
Let's Ooh. Jump into Ooh. It. Are we a let's jump into
I
a
said
cast?
Dive.
He said dive.
Fine. Are we a dive into a cast? No.
I was trying it out. The look on your face said, don't fucking do it. I aborted. I pulled
Swing
the ripcord.
And a miss.
Orcas ate it, nom nom, shoot it around on his molars, and now we're back in the lightest timeline. Varnox, you rush out of the tent, followed quickly by Lipsinki, and see before you this whirling vortex of water as all of the undead that you had turned away are now cresting back up and out of the crashing waves, and you look deep within this black swirling portal and you see a face that you instantly recognize. It's that of Orcus, whose eyes lock dead on you.
I stare back defiantly, despite the slight tremble I have in my right knee, which is my bad knee anyway.
I mean, that could mean anything. That could be fear or it's gonna rain.
Exactly. And I kind of just reach my hand out for Lipsinki, kind of backwards, underhanded for like a little bit of a low five as we stare this down.
Yeah, we can do this. I mean, I'm not exactly sure what we're going to do, but we can do something.
We can try.
Yeah, we can try.
Everybody else on the beach, all the undead begin walking out of these crashing waves. You hear the call of these undead dragons. They're blasting their necrotic breath out across the sky and moving to swoop down.
So did you like call them back or something to discuss? Because I notice all the zombies are coming back.
I point to the giant whirlpool in the sky that has the goat-headed face in it. Say, well, see, that's Daddy. And when Daddy's home, they do what he says. So ready yourselves. Get to where you need to be.
Yeah, if you thought it was bad before, it's about to get a lot worse.
Cool.
So that who's Mommy?
Well, let's just say it makes him mad when we bring up Mommy.
I mean, families can look like all sorts of different things. Sometimes there's a mommy and a daddy. Sometimes it's just a daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, he's...
If someone could just tell me where I should be, because you said get to where you need to be, and I have an absolute... I don't know where I'm supposed to be.
Where you can hit things, I think.
That? And he points up to Orcus.
Or any of those, as I point out to the beach horizon.
There are options.
We cut back to the med tent as Flint's body has just shot up to a seat.
Oh my god! Flint?
Yeah.
Flint?
Yeah.
Yeah? Hold on a second. Yeah?
Yeah, that was wild.
How many fingers am I holding up?
How many fingers are you holding up?
How many fingers do you think I'm holding up?
I mean, just the one.
Yeah.
It is, and it's the middle finger. How did you know?
Just
Just the one. You're just holding the one.
Oh, my God. Okay. And then she slaps him on the shoulder. Never allow someone else to put another soul inside your body and then get trapped with them for a long time and then make us do a crazy ritual.
Yeah, all of those things. All of those things.
You... Okay. How do I know it's really you?
What's the Dragonborn doing here?
Oh, hey, I'm Glim. It's really great to meet you. I've heard so much about you. I've been sort of helping a little bit with your whole thing.
Cool. Cool. And that one? Who's that one?
Hey, Bahamut. Glad to be here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cat Lord over in the corner there too. Welcome back. There's some problems going on outside. I know the reunion is mighty, but once we get you back in time, yeah, there might be more time to kind of go over the logistics of who, what, when, where, why, how.
Okay, back in time. Cool. Are we going now?
That's the plan. Leosin is prepping the ritual. Leosin's kind of
Leosin's always
tired.
Prepping the fucking ritual.
You see him and he looks like worn down. Like this ritual took a lot out of him. He's flipping pages, setting up other elements. I'm gonna need some time. Not long, but if you can hold them off for just a few minutes, we'll be able to send at least the first group and then work on the second one.
Send up a signal when you're ready. We'll go out.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Flint, maybe you stay here?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds okay for now.
Glim gives Leosin some electrolyte drink just to sort of like replenish a little bit.
Absolutely.
It doesn't look that great. Yeah. She always has some in her camelback.
Are you guys sharing a straw?
I'm just squirting it out of the thing right into his mouth.
IV drip.
Nice. Thea looks at Flint and says, stay.
Yeah, no, I heard you.
And she runs out of the tent.
And Glim goes out too. I wonder what Bahamut does.
I wonder. I bet he turns into a dragon.
In the Probably. Tent?
No. Nah.
Yeah, just fucking wrecking stuff. Oh, that guy. It.
Bahamut begins to stride out. How cool do we want Bahamut to look? Like,
oh, I think he should dive out of that tent and immediately turn into a dragon.
Transform, yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty
cool.
Here
it is, I got it. Bahamut slowly walks out onto the beach, moving the tent flap aside, and then he begins to stretch and like twangs his back a little bit and like holds it, and he's just kind of, he bends over and just like a deep breath. And then he sneezes. And then explodes out as this gigantic platinum dragon that skims across the water surface towards the dragons in the sky.
That was cool.
Super cool.
Not at all an old man way to turn into a dragon. It's fine.
No, rad.
Did he rub some Bengay on his back?
Yeah, and just then, got done
and
shoveling
then he sprouted
the driveway.
His wings?
Yeah, exactly.
My sciatic.
Agoth, where do we find you?
On top of Rax's back, heading to meet the front that's incoming. Not too far, because you know, you gotta like maintain the perimeter close-ish to the tent so they can't flank you, but yeah.
As the undead are coming up, you... what weapon does a goth use again?
So many.
Thank you for
you
wanting
to use. So many weapons.
And is there a cool thing that you want to use? Do you have a post-it note up that you really want to emphasize? Because we're mostly in the business of these scenes just describing cool shit that we do.
So I think because, you know, she's like... getting up on Rex's back as he's sort of already in a gallop and galloping forward. Before we're close enough for full melee, she's going to pull the lance off her back and like throw it and like, you know, make a nice undead kebab in one direction and then grab the spear and throw that in the other direction. And then her coolest weapon is the Revenant double-bladed scimitar. And so then that comes out as the two-handed weapon as she's like going to start just, you know, like as if you're like, what is the word for when you're harvesting grain?
Like scything wheat,
but threshing, like just, yeah, threshing heads off of undead as Arax tramples them underfoot.
Horse tearing across, like Tabaxi were close to the water, but as I feel like Rax and Agoth tearing up this beach are not only pushing back the undead, but also scattering the Tabaxi back to the forest line. Mm-hmm. There's this loud, rumbling chuckle that comes out of the portal and emanates and vibrates your chest, Varnox. And there's... the voice rings out, not to everyone else, but more just in your head.
Varnox. What happened to my boy?
Bloodlord, the shadow that was, that is, and will be. I have found a way for you to assume the power that is rightfully yours sooner than now. I ask that you trust your humble servant.
And I am definitely going for deceit here.
Roll deception, please.
That is a 26.
Oh, damn. Ooh.
You've already won. If this doesn't work, you have nothing to lose.
There's this sound that emanates. It's heard not just in your mind, but all across the beach. It's this guttural... starts as a growl or moan and turns into like this shriek pitch of a scream. And the portal begins to open wider. It begins to grow immensely in size. Everybody who came out from the tent, you see, well, for the first time, because this is all kind of happening at the same time, this massive portal that's expanding quickly now to the size of what could be a castle. This hooved, clawed leg steps out from beyond it.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Thianglim, you step out and you see this giant
hooved, clawed foot stepping out from beyond this dark, black, roiling portal.
What the legitimate fuck is going on out here?
We were just doing a ritual and somehow they opened a portal?
Did the ritual open the portal?
No.
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 It doesn't matter. Hey. Vernox, what the fuck, man?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I don't think I'm working very good,
Do you need to hit me or something? Do you need to, like, make it real? Don't stab me, though. You can hit me. I can take it.
I don't think that's necessary. Mm. But whatever we need to do to get the ball rolling on fixing things...
The ball is being prepared.
Yeah, he's, like, hydrated. He's working. What should we do? Fight him. Fight those undead on the beach.
Are we just staring at each other? He seems to be coming through. Is he coming through to talk?
Unlikely.
Okay.
I'm certain he may know.
Know how?
Yeah, he's not much of a talker. Especially when he is looking like this. So I guess what I'm trying to say is we should probably all fight.
Do any of you have abilities to negate that? To help close that?
No.
Anything.
Okay. What kind of stuff doesn't he like, you know? Like I know he likes
the living.
Okay, fair. All right. Like sunshine. Mm-hmm. Sunshine? It's bad for him? Yeah.
Agoth, your scimitar is swirling and knocking heads off. You feel a small weight jump up behind you, and this blast of chaotic energy goes out and like swirling out in front of you.
Yeah, look at that! I can do that. See, make explosions in front of. Oh, sorry. Ooh, sorry. I almost disrupted the horse there. Hey, Moot! We gotta prove to a god that coming to Celestia is really cool this time of year.
Yeah, and I'm also throwing. Moot's also throwing like Eldritch blasts all over the map here. Yep. Celestia. Pretty awesome this time of year. Definitely, Flamikins is right about that. You gotta come.
We do not even know which year.
Well, I think it's just kind of like an all-the-time thing.
It's like the year of our Lord Bahamut, which is like every year. So as long as we land in a year where Bahamut's there, it's the year of our Lord Bahamut. I hear he's a really cool guy. Someone was telling me that earlier.
You know, I have heard that a time or two.
Yeah, it's totes. Hey, Agoth. There's a big arm coming through there. It looks, you see that?
How close is the big arm?
Oh, it's like down the beach, but it looks like Orcus.
It was hard to miss.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. You want to punch that face?
Oh, I don't think you should punch him right now. That seems like
a bad
idea.
No, it wasn't really like a, well, now's the time to do it. It was more of like a disbelief.
Oh, okay,
gotcha.
Glad we're on the same page.
You want to climb up that loin skirt that he's wearing and climb all the scars and skin suit that he has on.
Unlike you, I have no desire to be near the loins of any god.
Well, that feels a little bit pointed, but I get what you're saying. Maybe not that loin. I don't want to see what's under that loincloth.
Do you think there should maybe be perhaps less talking and more beheading of undead? Perhaps.
Oh yeah, watch this. You behead them, and I'll do something cool.
I behead a few.
And then lightning tears down from the sky, like incinerating the bodies through the middle.
Look at that! Undead kebabs.
That's...
Nothing impresses this one, Moot. Fuck!
I mean, she's seen some things.
Yeah, that's true.
So are they, okay, both on the horse with me? Like, I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, and how they got there, you'll never know.
I just don't know.
How I picture it in my mind's eye, this is probably not physically possible, but like Flamikins jumped on with Moot on her shoulders, which is really awkward because Moot's a half-orc. But I really like it for like...
A short half-orc, but still a half-orc nonetheless.
I thought for a moment maybe like Flamikins had gone like backwards in front of a goth, so they're face to face having this awkward conversation, and okay, then yep, just like moves that on the back. So it was kind of like a really weird, socially awkward sandwich happening. And then she's like, I didn't ask for this.
Just like, hold that thought, stab here. Okay, yes, slice there. Wonderful.
Trying desperately to do the murder thing and just having to make polite
just
conversation.
Just trying to work.
This is why you work alone.
It is.
We cut back to the med tent where Leosin is trying to busy, not trying to busy himself.
Just killing time, really.
He's just doing paperwork.
Keep busy
he's
while doing this is happening. Well,
I just taken a drink.
Better yeah. Look like I'm working
he's
hard.
He's just doing some busy work. He was done about 15 yeah. ago, but...
really, Flint's
just drawing the same cut.
I didn't actually do anything. They all did. The magic was all in them. I just made it look really cool. No, I'm trying to get this ready. Can you... Are you Flint? Or are you bored?
Well, I'm here right now. What do you need help
with? Oh. You're right. No, we need to get this done. Go grab that box of thingamabobs. The cat named the box. It's really actually very important. Crystals and incantation, essence, incense is the word essence. It's got essence, too. Essence of...
Okay, handle with care.
Yeah,
got it.
Please, and just start setting it up around. We'll discuss that later, I guess. Okay, Cat Lord? Oh, Cat Lord's gone.
Cat Lord?
Classic.
We cut back to Varanox and Thea and Glim and Lipsinky. Lipsinky, you feel as now the arm and like upper body of Orcus and like this shadowy image of his face is just looming. You feel a pull on the wand of Orcus that's at your back.
Like a psychic pull or physically it is moving?
A force is trying to remove it and propel it through the air towards the big Orcus man that's walking through the port.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to try and grab it, obviously. Varanox, he's trying to get it back.
First off, hand that back over. There's something I must do.
Well, all right. I mean, he's really pulling on it.
I understand. I go ahead and I take it, and I reach into my bag, and I pull out a very shoddily made, like, wooden horse. It's obviously, like, the first thing Varanox ever, made as a whittler or a woodworker. And he says, Lipsinky, find me where y'all are going, and give me this.
All right.
I would never let go of this. Give this to me, and I should trust you.
All right, but what are you going to do?
And then I look over at Glim, and I say, you there.
Yeah.
Follower of Bahamut.
Yeah.
Can I have your holy symbol? I know you don't know me.
If I give you this...
You won't get it
is
back.
Is it going to stop... No, I wasn't going to ask that. Really, Bahamut lives in my heart. You know, it's just something to focus on. But is it going to help with that?
With your level of faith that was displayed in that tent, I hope so.
Well then, yeah, of course, yeah, Bahamut lives in me. You can have this.
Okay, I take that. And my plan is to let myself be carried away by the wand. And as I intersect with, like, the portal, I'm going to... Or before that happens, I would injure myself severely to be under 100 hit points. Let myself get pulled towards the portal. And as I reach the portal, cast Power Word Kill on myself with the locket or with the holy symbol in hand, hoping that by the two gods that remain, one of them will help stop this portal. Through faith alone.
Cool.
You're on top. You're right.
Wait, did you not see that one coming, Russ?
I had we it don't written like down it when word our... for word. It's like he was reading from a script. What are you talking about?
We don't like it when guests kill themselves off.
No, I see the direction that you are presenting, and I like it. Varnox lifts off the ground, holding on to the Wand of Orcus, flying through the air, and as you are getting closer, Orcus is a lot bigger in size and in strength and in power that he's emitting than the last time you saw him. I don't think you've been to the Abyss in quite some time.
Fair.
Being posted here to clear and destroy. As you get, you feel the waves of the portal rippling off, and this being that's so enormous in front of you gets into view. Those that can see through the chaos that's happening, probably just the few that were standing beside Varnox, trying to figure out what to do with the portal, you see him pierce through his chest with his sword. It sticks out the other side. Then a glow begins to emanate from the Wand of Orcus. And you see this explosion of light happen right at the edge of the portal. And it sends out this rippling wave that courses across the beach. We hear the sound of Leosin call out, "I'm ready, ready for those that are heading to Celestia."
I think Thea and them are probably the only ones who hear that. So Thea looks around and spots Sully is vaulting off of, essentially parkouring off of these undead forms, running up the side of one and slicing a head off with his scimitar, and then doing a backflip onto the neck of another one and snapping it and then slicing into it. And Thea calls out to them, "It's time! It's time! Come!"
"Oh! Oh! 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 Hey! Hey! Moot! Moot, it's time to go, Agoth! There's something happening over there. I don't think Night Hunter and Ely and Opals are coming with us, because they said they'd stay and fight here."
And whatever just happened there was a lot of power going on, so I think we gotta go.
What I'm saying is, are you coming with us, or are you staying to go with the next group?
And I think Agath will just give a dramatic sigh as she wheels Rax around and starts galloping them all towards back towards the tent.
It's kind of like she realizes that they are all going to die without her. This is not going to go well for them.
Look, I know you want to die in battle punching Orcus in the face. What if I could promise you you're going to die in battle punching... Maybe Orcus, maybe somebody in the face, and then it's victorious, and it's like you punched Orcus in the face. I could make a mask.
I think you just see like Agath just sort of pointedly ignoring.
Moot, I think I'm getting through to her.
Yeah, it looks like you're really making headway.
Yeah.
Sully steps up from a body that he had previously been on top of, and takes two daggers and drags them across the neck of this undead and stands up covered in blood and says, "It's been a slice." And then looks around and there's like literally no one around to hear, and he's like, "Ah, fuck." And then like starts to run off to the to the tent, feeling less cool than he had just a moment ago.
Glim looks at Lipsinky, whose friend has just sacrificed himself, and asks her, Are you okay? We have to go, but are you okay?" "Well, I can't believe he did that. I thought,
I don't know, I guess I thought somehow deep inside he was kind of just... I don't know, he's just tricking y'all, but he really did it. He sacrificed himself for... I don't know if I'm all right.
I don't want to hurt you in this tender moment, Lipsinky, but are you just tricking us? Just want to know. Just want to know before we thrust ourselves into a portal together.
Glim's going to give Lipsinky a hug.
Of course she is.
I trust you. I know you're going to do the right thing. And then turns and goes to inside the tent to find Leosin so they can go.
And Thea's like, are you going to do the right thing?
But are you really?
Really?
Team Celestia head into the tent where Leosin has a new altar set up. He says, quickly. And as the tent flap closes behind them, there's this ripple in the portal as Varnox's lifeless body, with the glow still coming from it, lands in Orcus's hand. Orcus holds the body as this wave of bright, brilliant energy is biting against the portal.
My poor sweet boy sacrificed yourself to save what? These last few remaining tortured souls of this realm. We've made it so far together, conquered the gods, worlds, and planes, only to have yourself extinguished in an instant.
And he squeezes his hand closed.
Disappointing. I could bring you back to me, have you by my side for all eternity, but you are not worthy of that anymore. You will serve me, though, by being an example of what happens when you cross the most powerful being to have existed.
And you see him open his hand, and a body falls lifeless to the ocean. He looks out at everyone as this portal is now being simultaneously growing and contracting at the same time.
You have moments before you join me in the abyss. Have your moment before the strongest of you are carried to my throne.
There's this echoing, menacing laugh that rings out, and he takes two steps back. And coming out from it are these enormous winged creatures, these huge leathery wings, and they look more like giant worms, giant like purple worms, than dragons. They begin pouring out into the landscape before you. It's a Gregorian chant. That's what we were talking about at the Goog Hang.
If you don't know what we're talking about, it's Gregorian chant remixes. You should really come hang out with us once a month. Just become
cool.
A patron. It's so fun. We talk about
so
cool
we can
stuff.
Tell you about all the hip new things like Gregorian chants.
Yeah, all the rage these days.
Yeah, specifically. Yep. One of the many perks of being a patron, and that's what we're talking about today, is that we hit a goal here not too long ago, perhaps yesterday. And we're very excited about it because we get to do another live stream improv show.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
so fun.
It's going to be at the end of the month here on March the 30th.
Yeah.
In the evening. It's going to be like it's a Wednesday evening show.
Where something you can to get come. You through to the next half of the
that's
week.
That's right.
You
know?
And it's improv, so it's
interactive.
Almost exactly. Certainly.
Really setting the tone early.
If you've been to any of our other live shows.
Yeah. Only one of them was
specifically. If you've listened to our podcast.
Yeah. Only several of them were specifically that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we would love for you to also become a patron and come join us at that, because all patrons will be able to do so. And there'll be interactive moments. There'll be laughs.
Or maybe
it will just be so serious.
It won't be.
Maybe I'll have a drink or two for this next one.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Tom's going to get lit.
Yup.
Moot is going to be the most talkative Moot has ever been.
Yeah,
we don't even know if it's going to be those three characters, but Moot will be there talking.
Just popping in.
We're very excited for it, and we want you to come join us. And if you are a patron, all the details will likely be available in the Discord or on Patreon, unless I went to bed before posting them.
Then if he did, they'll be available soon.
Yeah, the next day.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's very exciting. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Can't wait to do it again.
Yes.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
Friends, half-orcs, countrymen, lend me your pointy ears. Of Mice and Men and Monsters is a podcast which combines the art and beauty of classic literature with the fun of Dungeons & Dragons roleplay. These episodes are led by me, Kate, your master teacher, which is Dungeon Master meets High School English teacher. We take on quests in these fascinating worlds, meeting and adventuring with the greatest literary characters of all time, solving puzzles set up by the dubious Dr. Frankenstein.
One eye is over there, and the other eye is rolled over
there.
Exactly
right.
Hunting Moby Dick alongside Captain Ahab.
I've rolled a one.
Are you rolling?
Of Mice and Men and Monsters is a faithful yet irreverent way to interact with the stories which have influenced us for centuries. Plus, it's a much more exciting way to experience literature than writing an essay. Essays don't have swords which burst into flame, or poop monsters hiding in toilets.
Anybody got some poop for me?
A new episode of Mice and Men and Monsters is released every other Wednesday, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Inside the tent, Team Celestia has gathered in the center of this altar, and Leosin comes over to you and says, this is the Soulbridge gem. This is what's going to power it. The Cat Lord's somewhere. We're going to draw from him, maybe. I don't know. But Bahamut's energy is channeling into this. And as we do this, you will go to Celestia. I don't know what time. I don't know how much time you'll have, but you know your mission. It's to warn Bahamut before this happens.
Yeah, aye, Captain. Let's go.
Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah, Celestia sounds like a walk in the fucking park compared to what's going on out here, so.
I know how wrong am I.
Oh, God.
Yeah, for sure. But.
Oh, Sully.
Leosin steps out of the circle, and he begins the ritual. Flint is off to the side, assisting. And a glowing light begins to churn around you, and it begins to flash. You see images of outside where there's battle, and images of the beginning of the proverbial darkest timeline, and all the battles that you've had, and locations that you've known, and greenery comes back, and light comes back. And it's all swirling around you in this giant vortex until you find yourself in a crashing, huge explosion of sound.
Can Sully, land in a cool pose?
Sully can land however he wants. I need somebody to roll me a set of percentile dice, please. Oh. You can fight amongst yourselves. Maybe a goth roll it.
Yeah, it shouldn't be me.
All right. Oh, God. No pressure.
No pressure.
You don't know if high or low is good, so really no pressure.
I have no idea. 27.
Ooh. Sounds great to me.
Sounds like a good number.
Mm-hmm. Is that a prime number?
It is.
It is.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's got to be good.
Important
gotta
be or something.
All of a sudden, we're on Mechanus. Oh, great, great.
Son of a bitch. This explosion of sound, you land in this lush green field at the basin of this massive wide-mouth river. There's a waterfall that's pouring over, and you turn and you look up, and you see this huge mountain range that stretches high above the clouds. You can barely, can't even make out the peak of it. Glim, you get a call and a pull and a feeling inside of you like you've never felt before, because this is Mount Celestia that you are standing at the base of.
Wait, we're here, you guys, this is it. 100%, I feel it in my bones and my veins and everywhere.
That's awesome. But did you guys see how I landed? My fist was on the ground.
So you went for Marvel superhero pose.
Yeah, it was
pose.
So cool.
Got it. Glim, where do we go?
Yeah, follow that pole.
Okay, I think we're going up a mountain, guys, so I'm glad we've all been in training.
Oh, are you sure it's pulling you up the mountain and not around the mountain, through the mountain?
Through the mountain, that isn't really...
Tunnels. Glim, we, tunnels.
Yeah, but we need, like, maybe a dwarf for that.
Oh, God,
and...
can I ride on the horse if we're going up the mountain? Is a horse good on mountains?
Lie.
I mean, this one is.
Yep. How about bridges?
Oh.
Do not bring up bridges.
No.
Okay.
Not bridges.
No bridges.
He's fairly sure-footed.
Oh, cool. Cool, cool, cool. All right, well, I'm feeling a little... Whew, winded. I feel like there's...
Flamekins, we literally just got here.
Yeah, but it's not like they erased it.
I saw you riding, like, backwards on that fucking horse earlier.
Don't call that a fucking horse. That'll upset a god. And a god came back here to help
have
us.
You see that horse? If there's ever a fucking horse, that's it.
And a goth just starts walking towards the mountain.
We cut back.
We all follow you, just like a trail of like misfit, like has no business being there. People behind the only person who looks qualified. And Glim.
Goliaths do love mountains.
We cut back to the med tent, and Leosin and Flint are looking down where the group was, and now they are not. And the Soul Bridge gem is sitting, like it's fallen to the ground in the middle of it. So there's no way to know, but I think it worked.
Okay, does this thing have enough juice in it to do that again?
He picks it up and looks at it. Damn it, Flint, I'm a receptionist. I don't know what I'm doing here.
I mean, that doesn't fill me with a huge amount of confidence, but, yeah, I mean, we got this, right? We can do it again.
Yeah, you're next.
Yep, yeah. I guess I'll go get the others.
I'll get everything ready.
Pop out of the tent and walk up to Thea and say, it's go time, friend.
All right.
What do we see everybody else doing?
Telgear grabs the amulet that's around his neck and he whispers a little prayer to, Tyr, his god. And he knows that there's nothing coming back the other way. Like, his god no longer exists in any way, shape, or form on this plane. And he kind of looks back towards Flint and Thea and Lipsinky, and he kind of just, like, gives them the, like, not a thumbs up, but gives them, like, a little point, and it's like, you guys got this. And he just, like, turns and, like, marches towards that portal.
I guess... I guess it's just us.
I can't believe he really did that. I mean, we have to go to the abyss now. I have to give him back his stupid horse. He was my only friend. Now he's gone. He just destroyed him. After he'd served him for all those years and he helped him take over the whole stupid world.
he was never going to stop, no matter who served him.
What are we even? We gotta go.
Yep, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. But Limpsinky's wasn't your only friend. Or doesn't have to be. Whatever, don't make it weird. And she marches into the tent.
If you turn around and head back into the tent to see Leosin waiting for you.
Is this all the paperwork done?
Is this all? Where's Varanox?
Ooh.
Okay, no, this is...
Yeah. He's given us time.
Okay. Get ready. And he begins the ritual again. And outside, we see Ilya Nighthunter and Opal. Not the last three. Talgir's making a stand. You see that the two main groups have gone now, and more is pouring out of this portal.
Nighthunter, I just want to say two things. I love you. And if for some reason we make it through this, you can definitely get one of those horses.
Ilya, I did not know I was unhappy till I found you. I will fight hard for the horse. And of course, I love you.
Well then, let's take as many out as we can.
Shall it be a competition?
Sure. Opal, you want in on this?
You know?
It's a contest.
Fuck it. Let's give it a try. He charges forward. And all of you on the beach, all of you remaining on the beach, the Tabaxi who have come back out of the trees to fight, the three of you, Nighthunter, Ilya, and Opal, and Talgir, who is making his way towards this closing portal. You hear another loud crack and a blast of light, and it echoes and it blows the tent apart. I need somebody who's part of that group to roll a set of percentile dice, please.
Not I, said the duck.
Not I.
I'm on it. 82.
Nighthunter, Ilya, and Opal, as you charge towards the horde that's oncoming, each of you make a dexterity saving throw.
25.
Oh, that's not that bad. 19. Could have been better. Could have been way better.
Rolled a 16 on the die. I don't have Opal's up, but it's probably like a plus 12.
I'm sure it'd be huge, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, for sure.
Mine is a... Oh, shit, no. I'm looking at the wrong...
Oh, no.
Oh, no. 11.
It's all right, though. Those other ones are going to carry you.
You have an 11?
Yeah.
Okay. Please don't hate me. As light rings out, and we flash in scene, and it's similar to before, but it gets mountainous and darker for Thea, Flint, and Lipsinky. And you crash down into this moss-ridden cave. And there's immediately this sound of battle happening around you. Groaning sound of undead and zombies and skeletons are blasted back from your location. You have appeared in the middle of what is an enormous battle, and off to one side, you see a figure standing atop a high throne, his long white hair down over his purple maroon skin, who looks surprised to see you. You hear
calls of panic behind you, and you turn and look, and Thea, you see a familiar face. A couple of them. Margaret and Lex. And then there's another crack off and to the right in the middle of this horde, and more are blown back. And Night Hunter, you land hard to the ground. There's the sound of a desert wind that cuts through all of the chaos that's happening, and we find ourselves back in Kalimport. And there's large doors that bust open as Yembul runs through the entryway of her home.
Hello? Is anybody here?
Darling Yembul, is that you?
Oh, I'm so happy to see you.
Is it? Oh, she's here.
Dear, she's returned.
No, Yembul, where? Oh, come here, darling.
Yes.
It's so wonderful to see you. I feel like I haven't seen you in a lifetime.
Oh, darling, why are you so upset? Why you cry? Don't cry.
But it has been so long since I have seen you, and I love you so much. And
well, I love you too, dear. But yes. It hasn't been that long. I mean,
doesn't feel like that long, does it?
It wasn't short, but
I mean, we've only been through maybe 5 vintages of the wine since you've left.
But don't get me wrong, I missed you.
Yes.
Definitely, but...
Well, sometimes when you're traveling, it feels like you are away from...
Oh, you get homesick. That's fine. Yes, I understand. Come to mommy.
Yes, come in. Come in. Would you like some cognac?
Well...
Sherry? Port?
Yeah.
Something.
Port.
Oh, just get them all, dear.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yes. Yes, yes. Pippery. Drinks, please. Pippery? Pippery?
Oh, sorry.
Jeez. We might have to swap out Pippery. Seems to have a hard time hearing these days.
Oh, poor man.
How have things been here?
Oh, you know.
In Kalimport, it is safe. It is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone is well.
So far,
well, I did notice some new folks sort of giving us funny looks the other day, and I didn't much care for that. But really, you know, it takes all types, they say. But sit down, darling. What's wrong? You seem so emotional. Did something happen?
I don't think I can really explain, but...
Right.
Well, maybe you could explain the strange dialect you've picked up along the way. You don't sound like the child we raised.
Oh, she's probably just hanging out with some of those cool friends of hers.
Oh, do you have some cool friends
these
days?
Maybe it's a phase.
Have you made cool friends in your travels? Well, I know you always said you wanted to.
The room begins to get darker as you're discussing. Huge storm clouds begin to roll in, not from the ocean, but from the land.
Pepper didn't tell me we'd have weather.
Sorry.
Something terrible is about to happen. We need to...
It's just a little rain, darling. Don't be over to magic.
No, you don't. Please, just... We need to stay safe.
Who do we need to pay off? Just tell us. We can go into the coffers and muster up enough. I can sell my 4th ring of 3 wishes. I'm just kidding. I wasn't able to get that. Another person beat me out at the auction.
He was so upset, darling. You should have seen him. He was just going on and on about, still going on and on about it.
I am not trying to be dramatic, but we have to go to the palace, and we have to go see the Viscount. He is the only one who can help stop this and gather the troops, and please, just believe me. Please.
Darling, stop what?
You know, the Viscount's a very busy man. It usually takes at least a week or two to get on his appointment books.
Something terrible is about to happen, and it's going to happen soon, and everything...
The bells begin to ring at the watchtowers outside the city.
We must go.
Well, if it'll make you feel better, darling, I'll just...
Yes, please. Please, just humor me. Let's go.
Oh, all right. It's been a while, so I guess we can humor you a little bit.
Your coat,
grab a couple sir. Of, I'm like physically pulling them with me. Like, we need to go.
Oh, okay, Pippery. Forget the drinks. Ready transportation.
Well, you could bring the drinks, too. That would be all right.
Bring the drinks and prep. You know what? Yeah, do both of those things. We'll be ready.
You've had many drinks, sir.
Don't tell me things I already know, Pippery. Get the horses ready.
We hear the sound of a carriage take off down the street.
Dungeons and Dragons, Season 2, Episode 114, starring Amy Moore as Thea Mastasia, Sullivan Slight, and Gael Nighthunter Ogallakanu, Carla Maxted as Yenbul Nuri, Glim, Ilya Strong, and Lipsinki, Tom Laird as Tulkier Heavyfoot, Flint Firebeard, and Moot, with Kyle Classett as Varanox, Kristen Flemons as Agath Godlost Catho Alavi, Peter Joseph Lewis as Orcus, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Editing, production, and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Cat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Devin Michaels, Craig Zeiss, Aaron Stevens, Darylith, Lulahan, Charlie Warley, and L.A. Branton. To support Dungeons & Dragons and our many other productions and get access to an exclusive podcast called The Adventures Of, bonus episodes, and much more, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. You can also follow us at facebook.com/dumbdragonpodcast and on Instagram and Twitter at Dumb Dragon Cast. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon.
Oh boy. Hey, where did everybody go? Wilson? Hey. Hey, you okay? Hey. What's this? Oh, it's a pretty gem. Probably need to hold on to it. It looks very important. I'm just gonna grab it.
While you're looking at spell sheets,
wait, you don't know me.
Let's cut over to Moot and Sully.
Well, that doesn't allow me to look at a spell sheet, Russ.
Let's cut over to.
He said, "As like it's actually just filled with my Korean skin creams." Be careful. They're imported.
We cut back to the beach.
I don't want to be at the beach.
Well, there's still a team back at the beach.
No, but I just prefer to just be in Celestia because it just feels a lot less pressure.
We go back to 1982.
Oh, yes.
Everyone looks amazing.
The hair is big.
There's so much eyeshadow. It's incredible.
The music's
fun. You find Glam Varanox.
Yes.
And he is serving looks
all day. He stays ready so he doesn't have to get ready.
Hair teased for the gods, or one.
Yeah,
in particular.
Something is terrible.
Ghost?
He will be by the end of this day if he keeps acting like that.
Rude.
I said, please don't.
I mean, I thought he was going to kill you, so I'm much happier to have you in the abyss.
But you're going to die. Not that I don't have complete faith in you, of course, but it's like.
Well, it is like two.
It's you against
three
Orcus.
Three schmoes
so,
against yeah. Orcus and the whole army of the undead, but I'm sure we'll be fine. It's fine.
You'll be fine.
It's going to be fine.
My heart
just
will go
disappeared.
On with
I've
Night
Hunter. I've abandoned you. Mid battle, I'm never gonna win the body count. Never gonna get that horse.
Dungeons and Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable and Folly Network,
where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, Martha, look, the new season is coming. Get the snacks ready.
Okay, okay.
In a dangerous new world.
Well, we can see the helicopters coming in. It looks like the teams are arriving for this season of Soul Survivor.
Live action role players will fight.
I'm Sequoia.
Just go.
I'm Myrna.
Grant checking in.
We agreed to just call me Sky.
Name's Dale.
I'm Cole.
Hannah.
To Bill.
I need the feathers for my arrows.
Sequoia, maybe you need to grab some things.
To outsmart.
Oh my god.
Wow. Well, look for us.
Not again.
To survive.
No, don't, no.
Facing Fate, Black Knight. Available at facingfate.com and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts beginning June 14th.
I don't know if I want to live anymore. I just want it to end.
Dumb Dragons production.